Ben, a heroic effort from Derry, just fell short of the end as Mayo sort of turned it up a wee notch in extra time.
Aye, well, it was tight enough up until the end of normal time. You know, both teams were going at it, and there was a lot of good football being played. It's just Mayo had a wee bit more legs, and they were a bit smarter on the ball in extra time, and that just took them over the line.
You came in here against one of the top three teams in Ireland, but you showed no fear at all, and you had a real go at it.
No, at the end of the day, you have to go into every game thinking you're going to win, and that's what we just did, and it showed up until extra time that we, you know, were just as good, if not better. So we just, you have to believe you're better. So it's just key to have confidence in yourself, and then you'll go a long way with confidence.
And you're under pressure for long stretches there, but you pulled off about three, maybe four magnificent saves, a couple of them from Killian O'Connor, one of the best finishers in the game.
Yeah, Mayo were very good at pushing up in the kickouts, put a lot of pressure on us in that sense, and some of their forwards are some of the best finishers in Ireland, and you've likes Killian O'Connor, Andy Moore, and all them boys, and you just got to prepare yourselves for games like this, and you know, sort of just got to have a good game on the day, you know, to compete with teams like that.
And Derry had to make a statement after the way the Ulster Championship went for you, and you certainly did that down here in Castlebar.
Yeah, it certainly shows that there's the ability in Derry, no matter what people say, and that everybody just, you know, if everybody just pushes on and believes, you know, you never know what can happen, and it just shows that there is the ability, and we are good enough to compete with the top level teams, as you saw there today.
Season's over in disappointing fashion, but you can hold your heads up high and maybe think about getting players back next year, and you've shown that the players are in Derry and you can really do something big.
Yeah, that's it. Next year's a new year, it's a fresh start, so it'll be interesting to see what it holds, and interesting to see how the training goes and everything, so I'm looking forward to it.